Hello and welcome to our first ever podcast. How do you feel today, Zach?
Wait, we're doing a podcast?
Yeah, this is a podcast.
We're doing a podcast.
This is a podcast, but you need to be in front of the mic instead of beside the mic. I'm
right in the ear.
You're right in the ear of the listener. So
this is something we're going to test out because we're trying to figure out a bunch of stuff, including doing regular podcasts where we just have random people from Vindicated or even friends, family, whoever. Maybe even do some con stuff and also use stuff for our streams.
Yeah, so let us know what you'd like to hear us talk about. Otherwise, we're just going to be rambling about certain things.
Well, that's a podcast, though.
Yeah.
how many podcasts do you listen to?
I'm subscribed to probably 6 podcasts. I listen to 2 or 3 of them a lot.
What is a lot?
Like weekly. Like okay. I listen to each upload pretty much every week. I've been a little bit more behind though. Lately a lot of the work I do for Vindicated is mentally straining enough to where I can't listen to anything while I work on it, which is crazy for me because in the past years I'd always listen to podcasts or music whenever I work on stuff. But lately some of the stuff I work on is like mentally taxing enough to where I'm like, I just can't listen. I have to sit in silence for like 4 hours as I just nail down some work.
I can't do that.
I hate doing it. I don't like doing it. It kind of drives me crazy because I love music and I love podcasts and I want to hear something. I actually have tinnitus where my ear always rings. So I'm just sitting here, my ear ringing like as I'm trying to work on stuff.
I listen to podcasts all the time. Either I'm driving, I told you I'm driving up to Durham Sunday. Like, I'll probably listen to at least 2 to 4 podcasts just on the drives alone. But also when I'm at work, because I work third shift, there's not a lot of people. So it's just like, you know, just listen to whatever. I guess.
See, I work with the public, so I can't listen to podcasts at work.
Well, I mean, you're the ones you probably subscribe to don't swear a lot or say stupid stuff.
No. Well, actually, yeah, I guess you're right. They are fairly, they keep it fairly tame. The two main ones I listen to. Which is the Game Informer show and DLC, both mostly video game related, but they talk about some other stuff in there.
Yeah, a lot of mine are from the same company, minus one, which is all from Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, what's the length of most of their podcasts?
Well, the Rooster Teeth podcast is normally between an hour and an hour and a half. The Achievement Hunter one, which is called Off Topic, ranges from an hour and a half to 4 hours. That's not even a joke. And then, like, their other show they have called, I'm going to go crazy because it's the female, Barbara Dunkelman does it, Always Open, which ranges from an hour to just over an hour, hour and 15. So, I can bust through. Mm-hmm. A lot of podcasts in less than, you know, in a night shift, I can bust through 3 to 4 podcasts normally.
So that's a lot of listening to people.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do something.
Do you listen to music?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I bounce in between. Like, there's a lot of stints. There's been stints before I haven't listened to a podcast in 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, all music-based. But then there's times where it's like, yeah, I kind of miss just listening to what people say. Because even, like, when I'm at home, if I'm playing video games, sometimes I'll listen to a podcast. But or you know, like, outside the game audio, like, if I'm playing a racing game, there's no real reason to have music going. And so I'll listen to a podcast, but, like, it flips back and forth for me. So, like, 1 month I could be listening to all podcasts, catching up, or just doing whatever. And then the next month, I could be listening to music. For the most part, like, working by yourself at like the menial job I do, a podcast is a lot better.
Okay, cool. What when you do listen to music, I actually don't know what kind of music you listen to.
I have a mass variety of stuff. There's not one set drum I love because I am like I like metal. Like one of my favorite bands is called Nonpoint. It's a metal band, and they played down here in Greenville a few months ago. Danielle actually went with me.
Okay, cool.
The headliner, and it was. Fucking, it was awesome. But I listen to just about anything and everything, minus country and polka. You know,
polka.
Yeah. Like, there's very little country. I'll listen to some country, but not a lot.
Interesting stuff.
Can't stand that my dog got hit by a truck.
You know what they say? If you play a country song backwards, then the girlfriend comes back, the dog's no longer dead, the tractor's fixed. It's a happy song.
Yeah, but also it's like,
at least it's happy, dang it.
Well, more or less. You got to speed it up to make it sound happy. My dog is a labradoober. I can't do it.
My friend in high school had a shirt, I'm pretty sure, that said country plus rap equals crap. So you could tell where his musical allegiance lied.
I bet you he was talking about the new rap, which I can agree with.
Dude, the new rap all like uses like the same type of like beats and stuff, and it just drives me insane. And
it's mostly... It's
Is that even English? Dude, and I went to like a dance rave thing like it was at Gen Con like a couple years ago, and they were playing some of that music, and like the way that people dance to it is so funny because they just start mumbling and then they like start swinging their arms everywhere and they're like moving their bodies back and forth like they have
an exorcism
or something. Like, it's funny. I jumped in just to be funny because like no one expected me to start dancing. And I was like, I'll dance harder than all you guys. And I did. I danced the hardest out of my group of people, at least.
Well, I think it's one of those things where every genre goes through a shift change, and like, it used to be.
I call that a shit change.
Hey-o! It used to be. Let's see. I think it was first the East Coast, like New York areas were getting a lot of the stuff. Then it went from the West, then it went to the West Coast with a lot of like Biggie Smalls, Tupac, a lot of those guys. And then it went down South. And then now it's more or less like just a bunch of new age kids with face tattoos mumbling about scissor and doing stupid stuff. But I mean, that's normal, I guess, at this point. But I mean, a lot of different music has those kind of shift change because there's a lot of... Who was it you were talking about, or that maybe it was Caleb was talking about, did a music video with a EDM guy.
Skrillex?
No. It was with Marshmallow. The guy that has like the marshmallow head.
Yeah, I think it was Caleb mentioning that because I don't remember who that was. I think maybe it was A Day to Remember.
What? I think that's right.
Yeah.
Which actually, I listened to that song and I didn't think it was that bad.
It's probably not. Oddly enough, like, you know, you mentioned that music's been changing and stuff. I think a lot of like metal music and like rock music, a lot of those artists have been, the way that they've been evolving is by incorporating other genres into their own genre.
Yeah.
So having EDM thrown in, or having rap, or like making their stuff sound more like pop. It's been pretty interesting. I think in general, it doesn't sound bad because like they get a lot of flack because people are like, oh, I hate pop, or I hate this type of genre that they're throwing in. For me, I don't care. I'm actually pretty, I can enjoy any genre, I think. But for me, a lot of times, especially when it comes to something like pop or rap, it needs to be something like, it needs to sound good and it needs to sound like unique, and it can't just sound like what's on the radio. So when it comes to pop music, I hate like a lot of pop songs on the radio just repeat the same thing over and over and over again. I can't stand that. But if you have a song that sounds kind of poppy, but it's like different, if it's something I haven't heard before, like Curly, I have tons of Curly's music. She's a Estonian like pop singer. Mm. She sounds amazing. And her music, like just one album, any of her albums, like her songs sound different. Like they're really good. Highly recommend Curly. She's like my favorite pop artist. And then there's Ghost Town, which is kind of known for being like, they're like electronic pop rock, which is pretty interesting. They have some like metal influences, like as far as like screaming and stuff, especially in their earlier work. But now they kind of have a poppier sound, but their more recent stuff that they released some singles for has kind of like an 80s synth sound to it. So, you know, they're experimenting and doing a lot of different stuff with their music. And I just think it's really cool.
Well, I think music is one of those things where there's a scoop for every flavor. And like when it comes to radio, because that's what a lot of people equate, you know, success to, because of the fact that that's the main medium that music has always been on, even though that radio is kind of, it's not phasing out, but it's becoming less of the mainstream to listen to music. With radio, because I used to work in radio, there's a set kind of thing that they always have going. And a lot of times if you want a song, if you want your song on the radio, you got to pay a ton of money, because it's not like each station is tied to a certain record label or signed to, like, the company, the station I worked for was a Warner Brothers affiliate. So 90% of the songs were Warner Brothers, unless a other record company or a artist paid to get on the airwaves in either their market or just syndicated around the country. Now, that's nothing new, because that's what it had been, but in the past, I think it's 15 or 25 years, it's become this thing where each market, because you could play whatever song you wanted to, and now it's come to the point where it's like, yeah, you can't do that. What you actually have to do is, you know, go to this company, get their approval, pay them, and then they'll give you a time slot. And if it's a time slot you don't like at, let's say, 6:30 in the morning, you have to pay more money. Or if it's a time slot you love, you're going to pay top dollar for it.
Interesting. I don't know what else to comment on that, but well,
it's interesting. One of those things, like, who was it a while ago? It was some, like, indie band, like, hit it big in 2012. Like, they had three different songs on the radio. Mumford & Sons, that's who it was.
Okay.
They hit it big, and people are like, oh, man, this genre is so cool. You know, it's so new. And it's like, it's not new. It's been around. They got lucky.
They're the ones that popularized it.
Well, it's not just that. It's their song just caught fire in one market, and it just blew up in the next market over, and then the next.
Yeah,
market,
they popularized.
And, yeah.
Like, because other people did it before them, but no one really knew about it until them.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people. When I said no one, I meant like the general mass public.
Yeah. Like, here's a great example. If you go to, I think it's Seattle or it's Portland. You go there, there's a lot of independent radio stations that play whatever they want, and it's up to the DJ at that point. And a lot of people think, like, oh, that's not new. You're right, that's not new, but that's still, you know, that's still new in this era, because you don't have a lot of stations where you can, you know, they'll play whatever the DJ wants. They have a set list. Like, if you listen to the radio, you can almost pinpoint the time of day based upon a popular song. Because when I worked at a morning show for the radio, and I could always tell when 7:15 was, because we always had a song that would end just before or right on 7:15, depending on how the morning show was going. And it's, people was like, oh, that's not true. I'm like, I said, next time you listen, tune in between 7:10 and 7:20 and tell me what time this song comes on. And 3 days later, they said, yeah, you're right. Within like a 4 minute times period, that one song came on. I'm like, yeah, because that's what the time slot was, because that's how it always was. There's now just a giant computer screen that has all the songs on there. And even if people call in and request a song, if it's popular enough, it will already be in the set list, and they'll record that phone call, put it in there, and bang, out, boom, it's already there.
Yeah, I definitely can appreciate like a radio playing a bunch of more unheard of music and stuff, because the thing is, there's always this weird like battle that goes on between people that say, oh, you're just trying to be super hipster by saying that you hate mainstream stuff. And then the other side of it is, it's like, hey, you know, like, since it's mainstream, you know, it means it's good, because that's why so many people like it. I mean, there's like a weird battle between this. My thing is the reason I feel like some people don't like mainstream stuff, I think some people, it is because they're trying to be hipster. They're trying to be cool and be like, oh, I don't like the popular thing. But I can at least speak for myself personally. And it's that if something is mainstream, if it's out there for the public and a lot of people like it, it's something that I feel like is sanded down. Like, it sands down all of its more of like personality and its sharp edges, quote unquote, to make it more palatable to the masses. Whereas I've always been the type of person that's found enjoyment in the odd, charming nature of things. Like, if something is kind of flawed, but in a unique way, I'd rather have that than something that is grinded and manufactured to be this, like, this is like, hey, here's the formula of like the perfect song. Here you go.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear something that's like, oh, wow, like this caught my emotions in a way that I never thought before, as opposed to like, oh yeah, this is a good song. Like, you know, whatever.
Well, anything goes back to, like, radio in general, because, like, another good thing is, like, Sirius XM. You know, they have a ton of different stuff that ranges from, you know, they have the regular stuff, like, they have CNN and news stuff, but they also have dedicated channels to certain genres, and there's, like, there's the indie channel, you know, there's Slim 45, which plays Eminem, but it also plays a bunch of other artists that he approves of. There's a bunch of comedy, there's a bunch of rock, indie, rap, it has everything and anything. But it's difficult to, like, that's a paid service, though. It's not like regular radio where you just sit in your car. You have to actually pay for you to get the, to get Sirius XM, which, you know, you're paying for something you either want, or B, you're getting something that you've been looking for, which is not that good when you have, you know, YouTube and you have Spotify and you have all these other ways of getting that music.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. Like, YouTube, find some, that's where I find pretty much all the bands I listen to. I definitely don't find them through the radio. I barely even listen to the radio.
Well, and how many times have you gone to a concert and found a new band like that way?
A new band that I loved?
Yeah. Or you were like, oh, that's interesting, and you went online and you listened to a bunch of stuff, and you're like, okay, I really dig these guys, and I'm a fan now.
See, I think when I'm at a show, I do my research before I go to the show, and I try to listen to all the band's music, and, like, because if it's a band that I'm going to end up liking, I'd rather know their songs pretty well. So the last concert I went to, I definitely knew the band that was playing. I couldn't make it until the last band played. And which, by the way, they just let me in for free. I showed up late, like, and they're just like, whatever, you can go watch them for free. So I was like, sweet. So I got to see my favorite band live, or one of my favorite bands live, with that. But the previous show had a few artists I'd never heard of. So I made an entire playlist of all the popular songs from every band, and then I listened through the playlist, and I started picking up of, like, okay, I like this band a lot, this one not so much. And then by the time I went to the show, I already had a good idea of which bands I liked. Now, after the show, I kept listening to some of the bands, and I'm like, wow, this one's, like, really good. Mm. And I like the band a lot more now after the show. But I don't think I've ever heard a band at a concert and then been super impressed and then, like, went back home and like, fell in love at that point.
Mm.
But I'm sure that happens. Like, that probably happens a lot to people that just kind of, like, go with the flow and just, like, get brought to a show without knowing about it. But with me, I'm usually the one that orchestrates the events, so I'm the one that's like, okay, I'm making the plan to go to the show,
because you are the plan.
Yeah, I'm the planning guy. So yeah. Like, that doesn't really happen to me, but if I was, like, the friend that tagged along, then that would probably happen to me at some point. Yeah,
because that's how, well, the only time I've ever looked at a show to, like, the last show I've gone to, well, okay, the last show I went to was for the band called Oakley Dokley. Do you know who they are?
Nope.
They're the Ned Flanders heavy metal screamo band.
Okay.
They dress up as Ned Flanders. Like, they come out of a song, rawr! And then the lead singer goes, well, Oakley Dokley neighbor. You know, it's just like, wait a minute, what's going on here? With that one, there was a couple bands in there that there was two that were really good. I'm like, okay. And I've listened to them still. And you know, I'm a fan now. But, like, the show before that, it was Nonpoint, going back to that. I mean, I took Danielle there, and there was this one band that the female singer came out, and she just, like, she owned the stage. She made it, you know, she killed it, and she was awesome. And I actually bought their CD. But going back to what you said, the band before them, the lead singer gave off this creepy vibe.
Uh-huh.
His mic audio, like, there was no audio in his mic. Like, you couldn't hear him. All you heard was a bar, ba, 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 like, the guitar and the drums. And then, like, as soon as, like, their set was over, they were at their merch table for 10 minutes, they packed it up and then left. I'm like, wait, you're not even staying
for the other that's two so bands? Disappointing. So, oh my gosh, I have a story about that. it drives me insane.
Go.
There's a band that I still like, but I used to love. I loved this band. They had my heart. And I was so excited. It was at the same show I was just explaining. And at that show, this was, like, the band I was looking forward to the most. It was the biggest reason why I was going to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were one of the opening bands. Like, they weren't even one of the headliners, but I knew this band. I'd been listening to them since 2012. This is the first time in my knowledge that they were even on this side of the U.S. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go. Well, I go, and to their to their credit, you know, the audio was messed up, but it was definitely the mixing. The person that mixed, like, it wasn't them. It was, like, at the venue, they messed up the mixing. Mm-hmm. So their set did not play well. But on them, against their credit, they chose all songs that I, like, they chose songs off their newest album. Mm. That I hadn't gotten to listen to as much, but they chose none of their older stuff or none of their singles. And they don't even have that much stuff. They basically have, they had like a CD, they had their first CD that came out probably in 2010, which I love. Then they had one that came out, no, then they had like six singles that came out. And then they had a CD that just dropped. And they played three songs off the CD that just dropped, and that was it. Granted, their songs were each like 6 minutes long.
Okay.
But they played those three songs, but they didn't play like any of the songs I thought they were going to play. And then the mixing was terrible. But all of that would have been forgiven if it was not for this last thing, which is they did not stop by their table. They just packed up all their stuff, went into their van or whatever and hung out in there, and they didn't talk to anybody.
Wow.
Now, I assume that part of that may be that they figured they didn't have any fans there really, because maybe the, you know, maybe the turnout wasn't the biggest. Maybe, you know, they're not the headliners or anything. So maybe they just thought no one would talk to them. But they kind of, you know, they kind of robbed an experience for me talking to them or getting a picture with them. And it's just unfortunate because I've been following them since 2012 and they're not really well known. Like, none of my friends ever knew who they were until I showed them. And yeah, that just that sucks.
Yeah.
It gets on my nerves a little bit. I can't even remember what you said that made me talk about that, because I went on such a deep emotional tangent.
Well, the band, like, during that show that me and Danielle went to, the band basically...
Oh, yeah, it was with the band. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
they
okay.
packed their stuff up and fucked off.
Yeah, could you imagine if, like, they did that, but on top of that, it was a band you really liked? Like, a top five favorite band? Oh, yeah,
that would have been like, nah, bye.
Yeah.
Like, I still listen to music, but I'm not buying your shit.
I literally stopped listening to their music. Like, I've only listened to their songs, like, a couple of times. And it's not that I don't like it anymore. It's just, like, I just kind of, like for what, 7 years, almost 8 years, I had been, like, excited to, like, see them. And then when I saw them, it was such a letdown. I was like, oh, man, okay.
That's one of those things, too, I think a lot of people don't really get with bands, because I understand some bands, like, if you're a band that's touring and you have to be, you know, 400 miles the next day, because I've seen that before, where they're, you know, and they get done and they spend like, you know, 20 minutes and they're like, okay, we gotta go. That's understandable, because it's like, oh, you have to drive, you know, almost 5 hours to your next gig and you have to do it overnight just to get there. That's understandable, because I've seen that before. But then it's just like, oh yeah, we only have to drive, you know, we have tomorrow off and we're just going to stay in town, because there was a band that did that and they're like, yeah, no, we're not going to, we're just, you know, all right, set zone, bye guys. Like, what, wait, what? No, that's not the way to do it. Like, my favorite, and I've told you this, my favorite show I ever went to was in some guy's basement and all the bands were just hanging out, you know, drinking beer, whatever, hanging out. And that was awesome. And they were just hanging out the whole night. Like, even after the shows were done.
Yeah. A lot of times it's a lot better when it's a lot more personal. Like, one of the best shows I went to was a show where it was a band I really love. It's my first time ever seeing them. And I think they were supposed to play like maybe 10 songs normally, but they played like 17. And like they said, they were like, you know what? We're supposed to end at this time. But we're just going to go until like we just can't go anymore. And so they just kept going like on and on and on. And they played, at the time, I hadn't listened to their new album, unfortunately, even though it's amazing and I listened to it a lot since then. But so I didn't know those songs, but they played a ton of their work. They played, you know, they had 17 songs to play, so they better.
Yeah.
but they played songs from every single album they ever released. They did an amazing job. They walked down. I got a picture with them. They talked to their fans, even though they played that long set. It was awesome. Like, it was really cool. The only bad thing about that night, which was really stupid, was I had a friend who smoked cigarettes, and he said that he wanted to go outside to smoke or whatever. And I said, sure. So I walked out with him.
Aww.
And then when we were trying to walk back, because they had like a little area outside that people were smoking.
Yeah.
But then when we went to go walk back in, the guy said I had to buy another ticket. Now, the thing was, is I talked to one of the bands that were outside, And they said, oh, that's stupid. So they gave me one of their passes and let me get inside through that. So shout out to that band. I think it was a local band, and I unfortunately cannot remember the name, but that was awesome. And the band I saw that day was Alisana, amazing band, definitely recommend. They've been around for like 15 years, I think, at this point. And they're one of the only bands, too, that's in that genre that I feel like their style has not changed at all, which I can see if people don't like that. I mean, they definitely, they've experimented with different styles. Their songs sound different. Like, it's not like they're doing the same exact thing, but they definitely haven't, like, progressed into pop or rapping or anything like that. Like, yeah. Their main thing is they tell stories through their albums. Mm. So their first album was about Greek mythology. Hmm. The second album was about fairy tales. The third album was a story that they wrote based on Edgar Allan Poe. And the fourth album was like a completely original story that they're telling. And it's just, it's cool to have like the original stories. But anyways, we are coming up to
a stopping point. For a test.
Yeah. So hopefully you enjoyed this. On here, we just plan to talk about whatever comes to mind, whatever we want. We might have some themes and stuff coming up in the future, but, you know, we'll see. As we have already pointed out, this is a test, but be sure to let us know what you think. The more feedback we get, the more encouraged we are to not cry and not die and just continue on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for listening. You're awesome. Stay awesome.
Facebook, Patreon, YouTube, Twitch.
Just throwing all the websites at you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Stay awesome.